I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Wednesday, an Israeli parade reignited violence in the Gaza Strip. Militants floated fire balloons towards Israel while Israeli aircraft launched missiles into Gaza. It's the first violence since the 11-day war in May. That conflict destroyed over 16,000 homes, as well as many schools and hospitals. Joe Willie of Sat7 USA.
During hostilities, there's literally nowhere to run. But children are also emotionally and spiritually vulnerable. So they see destruction all around them. And they're angry, they're frightened. And that fear and anger, it can be nurtured into hatred.
Sat7 wants to help break the cycle of pain and violence in the region. While the conflict raged, the Sat7 Arabic show You Are Not Alone dedicated a special episode to examples of Christian love. Please pray for peace and wholeness to visit this region. Ethiopia's neighbors may be hostile to Christianity, but God's at work in this East African nation. World Missionary Press partners recently told Helen Williams,
"Now is the time. The doors are open. We've got teams going. We want to go out and reach our villages."
World Missionary Press supplies Christian ministries and individual gospel workers worldwide with small scripture booklets and other biblical resources. Some partners use scripture booklets to share Christ with refugees. Ethiopia has a long Christian history, but many people flooding across the border come from closed Islamic nations.
South of where they are, there's that huge camp for refugees. There's a lot of people movement, and so that gives an opportunity.
Please pray believers will be successful in their attempts to introduce these communities to Christ and help send more scripture booklets to Ethiopia at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.